Good morning, everyone. Before I begin, Pastor Janet mentioned something earlier. Could you go back to the go deeper? Yes. Probably 5 times a week, at least, I send a card or I send something through Facebook or I talk to someone, maybe a birthday, and I'll say happy birthday. And before she even started this, I will always say about moving forward, keep your eyes centered on the cross. Now I'm saying go deeper in Jesus. Because that's a daily thing that we need to do, is go deeper in Jesus. And there are things that God has given us in the Word, the Bible, of how to go deeper into Jesus. You know, grow strong. I'm going up. Grow strong. When I listen to write stories, if I listen to preaching that is witnessing to me, I get strong. It strengthens me. That's why I'm telling you, it's important to know what you're reading and what you're listening to in these days. Because sometimes you think that it's okay, but it's really not. So I advise you, if you're trying to get some material to read, call up the office, leave a message. One of the elders will get it. Pastor Janet will get it. I'll get it. And we'll let you know. Because you can't just even go into the bookstores anymore and find something that is right. Something that is not going to get into your soul, into your heart, and corrupt you. Because sometimes that gets into you and you don't even know why things are happening. But it's the material that you're reading, the television that you're watching, the music. Some music, you want to make sure who sings it is right. Amen. Because if they ain't right at the Lord, with the Lord, that music is no good. So you want to be careful with that. And when we do these things, we're going higher. Amen. You know, when we put the right material into our hearts and we speak the right thing, we're going higher. We're growing stronger, and we're definitely going deeper in the Lord. Amen. God is good to us. When I got this card, it was saying, everyone have a card? 12 steps to victorious living. I thought, okay. Well, my thinking was a little off. But as I, it was good though, but as I began to read and study, it was different. And it reminds me of building a house. You know, how many carpenters do we have out here? You don't have to be big time doing big buildings, but you know that when you're building a house, you have to dig that foundation deep. We're going deep again. Because if you don't go deep enough, it's not going to have your house to be strong enough. So the first wind, first strong wind that comes by, your house is going to be like this. When you start having a family birthday dinner in your house is going to go like this. But if you dig that foundation deep enough, you use the right material. Do not go and buy material just because it's cheaper. You want to have the right material. You want to have the right material when you're reading about God, right? Right, yeah. Because we don't want to be corrupted. Amen. Okay, let's get our cards out. And let's read all of them. We're going to read all 12 together. I don't know if it's up there or not. Yes, it is. Okay. So let's read. One. 12 steps to, I'm sorry, victorious living. One, let us fear in Christ. Therefore, let us fear lest while a promise remains of entering his rest, any one of you should seem to have come short of it. Let's read. Two, Let us be diligent. Hebrews 4:11. Let us, and it says, let us, through following the same example of disobedience. Three, let us hold fast our confession. Hebrews 4:14. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. And four, let us draw near to the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16. Let us, therefore, draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy, may find grace to help in times of need. I always tell people to walk in grace. I pray that God gives you grace today. If you're going through a hard time at home, I pray God gives you grace. Grace is a gift from the Lord. It's nothing that we did to earn that grace. He gave it to us. He gives it to us daily because he loves us. He is our high priest. You know, he is our high priest. Now, I'm going to go a little bit further now. Okay, it talks about confession. Do you know how important confession is? We talk to our high priest, Jesus Christ, about our confession. And we want to be careful that we say the same thing that he would say. And when we connect and confess with Jesus, it does something in the atmosphere. And he goes to the throne and he talks to his Father. And he intercedes for us. So confession is so important. So let's go to 12 steps to victorious living. Let us fearless, we fail to rest in Christ. It is important to rest. A couple of weeks ago, Elder Jim said, happy Sabbath day. And I said, huh? Oh, okay. But you know, we're supposed to work 6 days out of the week. And the seventh day is supposed to be our rest day. When I grew up, I think I told you, we couldn't iron our dress before we go to church. We should have done it Saturday night. We didn't work outdoors doing anything. We better have brought that wood or coal in Saturday, because you don't do those kind of things on Sunday, because that's the day of rest. But I think in society has changed so many things for us that we work on Sunday. We go out. We have to make money. We have to make money in order to survive. God does not want any of us to do without money, to have food and a roof over our head and shoes to walk in. But there still is a rest even in that. If you have to go to work, I used to work at Meijer, and my boss let me go to church in the morning and then work 3 to whatever in the evening. But I still rested. On my breaks, I had some kind of little book that I could read and just rest in the Lord. Just meditate on his word. That was my rest. I urge you, if you are in retirement, be careful on that seventh day how you use it. I was talking to Elder Jim. I was sharing with him. And he was talking about he has a sister and her husband. They're in retirement. So they join the church and they're closer to God. So they want to be obedient. We don't want to be obedient in any kind of way that we can when we're walking with the Lord. So now that they're in retirement, they go to church. They socialize with family and friends. But there is no work. You know, you can have a barbecue in your backyard and invite friends to come in. But you know, that's not work. God wants us to build relationships. He wants us to build relationships with people. Not just your family all the time. Sometimes, you know, people that you meet. Yesterday, we had the yard sale, and I had the honor of spending some time with Chris's sister. Loved it. Loved the time that we spent together. I also learned about her family. She learned about me. And you know what? She lives in North Liberty, but she's going to start coming here and visiting us and becoming one of us, becoming our family. We were together and we talked about church. We talked about family. We talked about God. Confession was going on. We talked like God would talk. We said the same thing that God would say. Therefore, let us rest. God promises when we enter that rest that things will start to happen. We get stronger. We get healed. Things begin to happen when you obey the Lord's promises that he says he's going to give us. We obey it. It's going to come to pass. Not when you want it necessarily, but it's going to come to pass. I'm telling you. They say rest. Psalms 37:7 says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Sometimes we go into that rest and we get tired and we go jump ahead. But you got to rest patiently in the Lord. Those who wait on the Lord, rest in the Lord. They shall inherit the earth. So if we rest in the Lord, things are going to come to you. You being obedient. God promises us these things. You will get stronger. He will help you go deeper. Sometimes we don't know how, but he will help us to get there. Hebrews 3:11, there shall not enter my rest. When I'm in resting in the Lord, I am not going to let an outsider come and stop me and disturb me. You got to put a wall around yourself of protection. Ask God to protect you. Ask God to protect your mind, to guard you, and he will, because that's your time. Amen. And we want to be very careful on our time with the Lord. Is that correct? Let us be diligent. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest. Everyone falls through following the same example of disobedience. If you're disobedient to the Lord, things start to happen and you don't know why. If you start looking back, get that little checkoff book and start looking back into what did I do? What is stirring this up? But when you are obedient to the Lord, people look at you and they want to know why you're not going through certain things that other people are going through. They want to be more like you. They want to hang on to you and say, take me where you're going. I'm going to church Sunday morning. I'm going to church Wednesday night. Come on, I'll pick you up. That's what each one of us should be doing. We can't be stingy with the river. We need to share the river. Proverbs 10:4 says, he who has slack hands become poor, but the hand of the diligent made rich. So there it is. It's in the Bible. If we are diligent and we do things, we're going to become rich. Rich with money? I don't know. Rich with love, rich with strength, rich with relationship, rich with our family being saved. Because each one of you in here has somebody that is not saved and you want them to come to God. Because when you go to heaven, you want them to be there with you. You hear me? Think about that person right now that's not saved. And you want them to come to Jesus Christ. So it's our job to walk right in the Lord. So they want some of it. You don't bang it on their head that this is what happens. You walk that way. You talk that way. You live that way. And gradually, they're going to come in. Who's your pastor? Who's your apostle? Who's your doctor? Where you go? I was visiting the hospital last week, and I said, I go to River of Life. I used to say, I go to River of Life in Elkhart, but it's not affiliated with South Bend. So, you know, I just said, I go to River of Life. Oh, you go with such and such? No. No. I go with Apostle Leonard and Janet Cook. Good people. Good people. I was proud of that. You know, to know they are well known in the community and they are known as good people. People that will reach out and help someone. People that will be there for you when you need them. They live of the victorious life. I want to be part of that too. So if you have your Bible or your phone with the Bible on it, confession, high priest. Let's turn to Romans 10:8. I'm going to turn to my Bible because my 8 somehow is out of order. And you know when you're out of order, things just don't function right. When you're out of order, you miss some things. When you're out of order, you don't grow. When it's just you by yourself, you don't grow. So it's good to be in the house of the Lord with other people. And I say that because yesterday at the yard sale again, there were several people that came in, but they don't have a church home. One man told me that he stays at home and he listens to the television. He listens to Joyce Meyer and somebody else and somebody else. But when he needs prayer, is Joyce Meyer going to answer him? God will, of course. But I explained to him how important it is to be in a house, to be under a covenant. Because you know what? When I need prayer, I just pick up my phone and I call my apostles or I call one of my sisters. And sometimes I can't pray because I'm too bound up. I'm too tired. They pray for me. And that's a relief. That's a relief. This is a good church. We are fortunate, sisters and brothers, of who our heads are of this church, our leadership. We can call them up and they'll be there for you. Okay, you don't got me. Okay, here it is. Romans 8. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. And they do preach it here all the time. We must have faith. Confess about the faith that you have in the Lord. Confess about faith. I don't see it, but I know I have that faith. I have that faith. If I move my left foot and my right foot and my left foot and my right foot, I'm going to be back there with Norm. I don't know how it works, but I have faith that it's going to happen. I know it is going to happen. Thank you, Lord, for that faith that you give us daily. I pray, Lord, for each one of us to increase our faith in you. Thank you, Lord. I got myself out. Okay, and then 9. You got it? Read it with me. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And 10, for with the heart one believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So I'm going to ask you right now, this is an important part of service, one of the important parts of service. But I'm going to ask you to bow your heads, and I'm going to read that again. And if you are not saved and you want to be closer to Jesus, if you want salvation, if you shall die today, you want to go to heaven, you want to go with your children and your grandchildren, and you want to meet mom and dad that are already there, raise your hand. Bow your heads, please. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him, his son, Jesus, from the dead, you will be saved. And if you didn't raise your hand, after service, pastor will call for the elders to come down around here. And if you need prayer, and if you want them to help you to say this prayer, they will. Sometimes we think we need somebody to help us. But you know, if you're in the cornfield, in the middle of nowhere, and you want to call on the Lord, and you say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died for me. I believe that God raised you from the dead. I believe that I am no longer a sinner because of what you did for me. You do that and see what happens into your life. God is so good to us. He is our high priest of confessions. So when we do that, things happen. And when we don't do that, things don't go the way you want them to go. Things really don't go the way God wants them to go for you, because he wants good things for you. If you do these things, I ask God to open, take that blinder. Today, when Jay was singing and Elder Sylvia went up and she was talking about being sick and finances and relationship, I also hear God say he will remove thick layer of film that is on your eyes so that you may see. He will increase our hearing so that we can hear from him. And when you begin to hear from God because of the things that you have done and because of the confessions that you have made, somebody is going to come along and is going to tell you the same thing that God told you. And then you know, uh-oh, I know that was from God, because she didn't know anything. Didn't know anything about it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. And so, let us draw near to the throne of grace. Let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Whoa, I want to go to that throne. I want to go with him. I want to sit with him. I want to let him know that I praise him and I love him. I love when he gives me a gift. I love when things happen and I say, ooh, how am I walking like this? And I know I'm walking in the gift from him, grace, mercy, confidence. Confidence is good to have as long as you use it right. And when you're confessing your confession, you must be confident. You must be bold because you know it's the truth. When you touch someone and you lay hands on them to heal them, for God to use you, I can see God putting his hand on your hand and healing that person. You got to do it with confidence and you got to be bold. We are not a timid group of people here at the river. We sit under them too. They are not timid. They don't mind going into deliverance with somebody because they are bold and they are confident. And they listen to God. The blinders have come off. That film has come off. And they are clear in their hearing to what God says. I love sometimes how service just turns around and you, when the heck come? She heard something. Okay. The Bible says, he gives me more grace. Shaken, let us have grace. You know, when you're going through a hard time and you're all shook up inside, God gives you more grace. Grace is sufficient. When you have grace and you're going through a situation, that's all you need. because my best friend didn't give it to me, did not give me grace. God gave me grace. God gave us grace. Let us receive the grace and the confidence and the mercy and the strength from God today. Receive abundance of grace. That's what Hebrews 4:16 talks about. Grace and truth came. The spirit of grace. The gift of grace. When you get home tonight, look in your Bible and you'll find these things. And you'll know that I'm telling the truth. God gives us these things. The Lord will give grace. The Lord will give us grace. So I pray today that the things that I said that was not of God wanted me to say today, that they will fall to the ground. But the things that God wanted you to hear for yourselves, for you, or for someone else, I pray that it will stay on your heart. And one thing in reading and listening to Derek Prince, it was talk about we must speak and get it in our hearts. So if you get it in your heart and you don't say anything, you're not even halfway, I don't think. So we must speak the truth and we must get it into our hearts. Our hearts. Guard your heart. Don't be around a lot of negativity. Be careful the crowd that you are. Some people can go into certain crowds, I believe, because God anointed them to do that. Apostle Leonard can go into areas. Apostle Janet can go into areas that some of us can't. But you know, that's how the ministry was built. God sent them into some of the worst streets in Elkhart to go in and grab some out and talk about the gospel of Jesus. Now, before you do that, you need to get with your pastors, with your apostles, to know and to let them know, because again, you'll be under a covenant. So I ask you, if you know of someone that sits home and says, I listen to the TV, say, that's okay. That's okay. But if you go to the ER, who are you going to call? Do you have a person to call? If you have a question about something, do you have someone to call that's going to give you the true answer? Because they'll say, yeah, but they're not going to get the true answer. So I pray to you today, don't just sit on, listen for yourself. But I know this is for us to share with other people. I say again, these seats will be filled. These seats will be filled. And as we confess to God and we go deeper and we go out in the community and tell people in Kroger's and the pizza place and everything about the gospel, they're going to ask you where you go. And then you'll see them, maybe not this Sunday, but you will see them soon. Thank you.
Amen.